Our guest at the cafe this morning is Dr. John Bellotti with the Commerce Community Action Organization. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
Well, every once in a while we talk about something going on with the Community Action program here in Commerce. And one of the things that you all do every year is you take a tour to Jefferson around the holidays.
The candlelight tour of homes, and Jefferson's been well known for that. This is the 36th annual one, and we're taking a bus again this year. And we'll be leaving on November 30th. It's a Friday morning from two places, actually. The people that are joining us from Greenville will be picked up about 8:30 a.m. at the parking lot, Home Depot parking lot, behind Chili's. And that bus then will move over to Commerce, to the Magnuson Hotel. And then we will be leaving the Magnuson Hotel about 9 a.m. or between 9 and 9:30 a.m. after picking up the people in Greenville.
Okay, so it's not just for folks in Commerce, but people very much so in Greenville.
In the community, right.
Can be part of that. And so you're coming up on a deadline for...
Well, this is what we're kind of stuck with the bus company. They'd like to make sure that the reservations are in. And so, yes, as we're looking at this, November 30th will be the tour. However, we need to reserve the bus. Money has to be in by Monday, November the 5th. Mm-hmm. So we're kind of at the last week here working on this, trying to get people to... There's a few seats still. It's a first-come, first-served basis. And let me make one more point. As we continue to fill the bus, if we have some extra, it takes 40 people to pay for the bus, and the bus holds more than 50 people. So any passengers over 40, this becomes a fundraiser for CCAP. And if there's one thing that anybody that deals with nonprofits knows, raising money is tough.
So this is not necessarily going to be a fundraiser for you. It just depends on whether you
get
enough.
If we get more than 40 people.
If you get enough people, and hope, I know that you hope you do.
Sure.
So you all have done this for a number of years now, and it's a fun event, and you kind of act as bartender to some extent.
The cost is 50. It's gone up $5. It's $55 per person this year. And included in that is me in the back of the bus, and I tend to mix Bloody Marys. So included in that price is a Bloody Mary or two along the way.
Well, that's certainly an inducement, without a doubt. So Jefferson is down deep east Texas, very historic city, and has that great feel about it from the 19th century.
And actually, it was the turnaround. It was the very end of the last paddle wheel boat would go up, and that's where they would turn around and go back. And then there was some argument between a banker, I think, and a lawyer or something, and they built a dam, and then they blew the dam up. Yeah. And so that ended the paddle wheel event. But there's quite a history, and they do a good job of explaining that to anybody that takes the trip. Yes.
Yeah, we're talking with John Bellotti, and John is with Commerce Community Action Program. And so there's a candlelight tour of homes, beautiful historic homes there in Jefferson, and shopping, and a whole nice day there.
The way we try to work this out is we leave here, it's about a 2-hour drive. We get there maybe around 11 o'clock. And then you're on your own. We can walk, shop, eat. And then the tour, we'll meet again in the early afternoon. And then the tour is in the evening, as, of course, the time change is coming up. And it gets dark. And then we go on the tour of the homes. And then tend to leave there. It's about a 12-hour day, actually. We leave there maybe about 8 or 9 o'clock and get home here about 10:30 or 11. Yes.
Yeah. So, again, Monday, November 5th is the deadline. And where should people send registration?
Actually, if they can contact, my phone number is 903-886-5432. And I can put them in touch with Dr. Johnson. His phone number is 903-468-2659. So they can contact either one of us through the phone, Dr. Johnson, 903-468-2659, or myself, 903-886-5432.
Okay, and we'll see if we can maybe put a link to your email address online as well. Community Action Program, quite active. You have you say 16 different things going on right now.
Dr. Johnson and I meet nightly about 5 o'clock, and that's where we talk. And I was just the other day, we were in discussion. We're working on this particular project as well as about 15 others. Yes, the CCAP, the Commerce Community Action Program, is involved in 16 activities around commerce at the moment.
Yeah, the Chaos Kids thing in the summertime started with the Community Action Program.
That was one of the first programs, yes, and the Commerce Police Department kind of picked up on that and has been running with it for about the last 5 years.
And then we'll talk about this perhaps another time, but you're trying to right now get a thing going with men locally to act as mentors to kids. Again, we'll come back to that another time, but that's another thing that you're trying to do.
Dr. Shaniqua Miller from the middle school is heading that up, yes.
Okay, so we'll have that conversation again in the not-too-distant future. Okay, John, thanks for sitting down and have a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you, John Mark.
All right. John Bilotti with the Commerce Community Action Program, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.